This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Anthony Brooks is out today. Alex Morse made news headlines when he was elected mayor of Holyoke in November at the age of 22. He's held the office for less than 3 weeks officially now after being inaugurated in January, and he's already back in the news, not because of his youth this time, but because of a campaign promise, one that he kept. Morse said he'd oppose a casino in Holyoke, and after a meeting with him earlier this month, casino developer Hard Rock International has said it's now looking at other locations Western Massachusetts has to offer. Well, Mayor Morse is at the National Mayoral Conference in Washington, D.C. today, and he joins us now on the line. Alex Morse, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. So I want to know, what did you tell Hard Rock International that sent them packing?
Well, I just let them know that I'm going to, you know, stand by the values in which I campaigned for throughout the campaign. And I don't think people are used to politicians who keep their word. You know, throughout this campaign, I educated voters around my vision for the city of Holyoke, which includes a thriving downtown, focusing on technology, innovation, art, like I said, building up the downtown, bringing young people back to Holyoke. And for me, a casino would not accomplish those goals. I think casinos are a regressive tax on the poor and the elderly. It takes money out of the local economy. It hurts local businesses. And I won the election on November 8th, and people knew my casino position. So I'm just staying true to that position, and Hard Rock can choose to do what they want.
Okay, so when you sat down with Hard Rock International, I'm sure that they presented to you, you know, some details at least of their proposals, which, you know, maybe included the promise of jobs, which might be one thing that would bring young people back to Holyoke and also might help revitalize the Holyoke economy as a whole. And so how and why, or what did they say in particular that still led you to say no?
Well, of course. I mean, casino developers will promise everything under the sun. And once they're in a community, they break every single promise that they originally proposed in the first place. I have a long-term vision for Holyoke. This isn't about jobs in the short term. And I'm convinced, I mean, college graduates will not move back to Holyoke to work at a blackjack table. That's not how it works. Of course, there'll be different sectors of jobs related to the casino. Regionally, there is an unemployment problem. So if a casino comes to Holyoke or Chicopee, East Hampton, Palmer, Holyoke residents will still be eligible for those jobs. But if you look nationally, whether it's Detroit, Atlantic City, even Connecticut, the argument that taxes will be lower, that all of a sudden Holyoke will be a lush community full of resources is not true. Any community with a casino, it adds to poverty, it doesn't alleviate it. Added burden on the schools, the police force, traffic.
Alex Morse, are you still there? Looks like
I am.
Okay. Well, let me just ask you a quick follow-up on that point, because you said that any community that may be abutting or neighboring another town that has a casino would still benefit from the jobs, because so many thousands of jobs would be necessary at a big casino development. Doesn't the flip side also hold true, that surrounding communities in Western Massachusetts, no matter really where in Western Mass the casino is, might also suffer the negative effects that people are worried about, the crime, the gambling addiction, et cetera?
Of course. I am mayor of the city of Holyoke. I do not have the authority to prevent a casino from coming to the state of Massachusetts, nor do I have the ability to prevent a casino coming from or to any city in Western Mass except for the city of Holyoke, and that's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've told the Boston Globe that it would be best if Hard Rock International moved on so that Holyoke could look at other ideas for revitalizing the economy. I wonder how are those other efforts going, and which ones are you following?
They're going extremely well. And the thing is, unfortunately, other mayors who are grasping at the casino are going to have to wait many, many years. You know, Mr. Crosby, the head of the Gaming Commission, said, you know, they're probably going to be implementing casinos incrementally over the long term. You know, so mayors who are ready for a casino are going to be waiting. I don't want to wait. I want to put our destiny in our own hands, talk about innovation, technology, build off the $170 million computing center, slated to be completed this December, just 12 months from now. You know, because of my election, we've already been contacted by other software and technology companies that we're working very hard to bring back to the city of Holyoke. We have a $28 million project to restore the old Victory Theater in downtown, a newly renovated public library, a new senior center, a Big Y supermarket. We're working on many projects. Mm-hmm. And to distract us from those goals by talking about a casino over the next 5 to 10 years will inhibit my ability and my administration's ability to focus on real, long-term growth for our economy.
You're at the National Mayoral Conference today in Washington, D.C., and obviously jobs is probably the number one issue amongst mayors there. Have you been hearing anything from your fellow mayors around the country that you might be able to bring back to Holyoke?
Of course. I've had the opportunity to network with a number of mayors across the country. There's around 250 of us. Yesterday, we had the opportunity to go to the White House, and President Obama addressed us about issues affecting localities and municipalities and initiatives he's working on. Obviously, we've talked a lot about community development block grant funding, one of the mayor's biggest tools to implement their own agenda back at home. You know, we've talked a lot about, you know, exports, imports, old industrial cities like Holyoke, and what we can do to entice developers to move to our cities. It's just been a really great opportunity. I've joined the Community Development Committee here at the U.S. Conference, which is chaired by Seti Warren, the mayor of Newton. And I've also joined a new task force on innovation technology, which is being chaired by Mayor Lee in San Francisco. So, you know, this is definitely worth the trip, and I'm looking forward to coming back to
a lot going on. Alex Morse, I have one last question to ask you, and forgive me, and I hope you don't take this the wrong way. You are the mayor of Holyoke, but you're also 22. So I wonder, when you first sat down, when you first entered the meeting room where Hard Rock International was set to meet you, and they came in, did they sort of look around and see you and wait for the man they thought was supposed to be there? Did they look at you and think that, like, this is not the guy who's the mayor who we're talking to? How'd it go? Alex Morse, are you there? Looks like we lost him in Washington, D.C. We'll have to leave it up to our imaginations to wonder really how Hard Rock International reacted to seeing a 22-year-old say no to a casino in Holyoke. But he did, and he is the mayor of Holyoke. That's Alex Morse. Well, up next, the Gardner, the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, opens its doors to the public today. So we'll take a closer look at new architecture in some of the old institutions of Boston's art world. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.